Hi, this is Jim Lanning, South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, with Tom Shepherd. The two of us work as elders here, also with Ernie Starling as an elder. Ernie's not able to be here right now. We'd like to talk to you today about our spring gospel meeting. This Sunday, it'll start May 4th through May 6th, and what a gospel meeting is. You might be asking, what is a gospel meeting? Tom, you got any ideas on what you would say what a gospel meeting is?
Well, the word gospel, of course, means good news, and that's what we try to bring here this coming week is good news. Mm-hmm. There's so much news we hear all the time. It's bad, sad, but if people will listen to this week coming up on our, or come and visit us, you'll hear good news about our Lord and His word of truth.
You might be thinking to yourself, well, I have never went to church. I'm not perfect. I'm not religious. Why should I come to your church and participate in this thing called a gospel meeting? Well, things that you need to think about, we are made in the image of God. This life is so short, no matter how long, if you live 100 years, it's still going to go by very fast. But God gives us a soul, and that soul is eternal. And that's something for us to think about. So we'll try to explain a few things and take a look. Maybe you've got something here that interests you that we're going to be talking about during the gospel meeting. Tom, you got anything else you want to say before we look at some of the, we'll look at some of the things that we're going to listen to at our gospel meeting?
Go ahead, Jim. Yeah.
Sunday morning, Bible study will start at 9:45, and Tony will be talking about what is right with the church. I've heard people say things mostly about what they don't like about the church, but what's right about it? One thing that's right about it is that Christ said, I will build my church, and he died for the church, so it is very important. So that's one of the things we'll be looking at then is what's right with the church.
And I'll do next.
The next one is on Sunday morning worship. Give me Barabbas. So who is Barabbas, Tom?
He was, a murderer, and they wanted him instead of Jesus. We'll get more into that that evening and hope you'll come and listen.
On Sunday p.m., and that will be at 7 p.m., the title is Must. When you think of the word must, what does that mean? And to me, it's important to me to know what Christ said that in saying what this must be done, what is he talking about? And what did God say where he used the word must?
You know, God, like you say, the word must, it's found many times in the Bible. And one comes to my mind is in Acts chapter 9 when Apostle Paul, which was Saul at the time, Jesus said, go into the city, told him what you must do. And Paul, of course, obeyed. It was Saul then, and he obeyed. And it goes from there, what he must do.
Then we go on to Monday evening at 7 p.m. We'll be discussing and listening to a lesson on five great Bible truths. Now, Christ said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So Christ brought truth. And Pilate in the Bible that was judging Jesus for the Romans, he asked, what is truth? So it is important for us to know what is God's truth. We tell many people today talk about the truth, but is it really the truth? And how many things you hear on the internet that you wonder, you know, is there any truth in this at all? So we'll be looking at what the Bible says about truth.
You know, Jim, we as parents want our kids to be always telling the truth to us, not lying. And the Word of God tells us everything is true. Jesus said in John 17:17, what is truth? The Word of God is truth. That's what's truth, the Bible, the Word of God. It's always truth. And Paul said in Galatians 4:16, he was preaching, and he said, have I become your enemies because I tell you the truth?
And then on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we'll be looking at the five most important questions in the Bible. So it'll be interesting to see what those questions would be. We're thinking of different things in the Bible, and there's Christ used questions continually in his teachings. So there was many questions that were important. So the five most important Bible questions is what will be discussed. That will be an interesting lesson.
Jesus said one of the most important questions, and Paul asked this in his lessons, what must I do to be saved? Most important, and go to heaven. That's the most important question you'll ever ask, and obey it.
I might say something about the person that will be here for us, our speaker, Tony Tirol. Tony's been preaching for 40 years, so he has a lot of experience. He's preached in 9 different states. His father-in-law, Larry, was our preacher here for, I think, about 13 years, and with his wife, Tricky. So we're looking forward to Tony and his wife, Tricky, coming, and that's the daughter of the first Tricky, so you don't get mixed up on what I'm saying about that. Some of the things I might mention about them, they have 4 children, about 12 grandchildren. We're looking forward for Tony being here. He's been here a couple times before. They're always excellent lessons, and you'll learn about the Bible and some of the things that we just discussed here.
Yes, and I believe when you come, you'll be welcome. We're always welcome visitors. Come as you are.
Yes.
And you'll be treated right and hear the word of God.
Let me go over the times again one more time. Tony Tirol, coming from Fredericksburg, Virginia. He's the pulpit minister for the Church of Christ in Fredericksburg. Sunday morning, the lesson will be What is Right with the Church. That's at 9:45. Then at 10:30, Give Me Barabbas. That is our worship service. And then on Sunday evening, 7 p.m., the word must in the Bible, M-U-S-T. Monday evening, 5 great Bible truths at 7 o'clock again. And Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, 5 most important questions. We are located on Route 93, just going south out of New Lexington on the left side. You'll see the sign up by the road, and you'll be able to see the building from the road. We sure welcome you, and we'd love to have you as our visitor.